That was Oasis with Wonderwall, and this is Wonder World here. Mic drop. This is Boy Wonder here once again with the lovely co-host Mariana and our special guest, Chef Roberto Cruz.
It's a very good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yes, we've been talking about a lot of great things today. This has been a really, really, like, not only educational but inspirational episode of our Wonder World. Nice. And once again, guys, this is a Hawk Radio exclusive. If you want to hear us or any other content, go to hawkradio.primostream.com to hear more.
All right.
So I see yet you've been working a lot more lately with other restaurants and, you know, teaching the younger generation.
Absolutely.
And consulting and stuff like that. Let's start out with, was it CJ Backstage?
CJ's Backstage, yes, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to tell me about that.
So that was a great project. We just wrapped that up beginning of October, I believe, or end of September, something like that. So they were just looking for training. They were very successful as a tavern and bar back in Treasure Island. They moved their location to St. Pete, and they opened a restaurant and added a restaurant to their facilities as well. They weren't experienced with how to train, how to make it efficient, bring down their costs and all that stuff. I've known the family for a few years, and they've carried our spices back in 2019 when we started. They used to own Vine and Grind in Treasure Island, which is a gourmet vinegar and olive oil shop.
Oh.
So they used to own that as well, right next to the tavern, and they actually helped me publish this first book. They were the place I walked into. So I walked into the store. Turns out, long story, this lady was a client of my wife's. My wife does hair. I do too right now. But she was sitting in, yes. So she was sitting in my wife's chair, a longtime client, still is, and saw my spices sitting there on the rack because I had already created Follow Your Bliss spices. She's like, "What is that? I have a gourmet store in Treasure Island. We need to meet." So I go in there, I walk through the store, and I bring my little notebook because I bring a notebook everywhere with me as a chef. Chefs always bring a notebook with you. You can forget a lot. Make sure you don't. So I walked in there with the notebook, and within 10 minutes, I had about 7 to 8 combinations and pairings as I'm walking through her store. And she's like, "Oh, my God, well, that's a great idea." And by the time I walked out, she handed me maybe 150 bottles of different oils and vinegars, and that's what I used to write this book, Foods with Benefits.
Oh, that's amazing.
And so they're all listed. It's all using vinegars and ultra premium olive oils and natural spices to create all these things in here. So that's mutually beneficial for people on the vinegar side, the olive oil side, and the spice side, making great food. So I met her there.
Okay.
And that's how that started. What was the question again? CJ's getting back to her. So the lady who had the bar and the store that supplied us with those great products to make our book ended up opening this restaurant. Mm-hmm. And knowing my previous experience, they had just got rid of their chef. And so it was okay for me to step in. I don't want to step in on another chef's toes.
Right.
Of course not.
I've been that guy, and it would be really annoying.
Yeah.
So I waited till that was done. When it was done, I extended the offer. They gladly accepted, and I worked with them on a 90-day contract. So we brought down their costs. We increased their profitability. I trained the entire kitchen staff on how to be more efficient in the kitchen. I wrote standardized cookbooks for the front of the house, the back of the house, hot side, cold side. We gave our... our different roles and responsibilities for all the departments. So the servers had their roles, the bartenders had their roles, cooks had their roles, managers had their roles. Everybody knew what lane they were supposed to stay in to make them all work towards a common goal and just be super efficient. So I broke this down to them over 90 days, and it was just a pleasure to work with everybody, to work with the next generation of cooks.
Sure.
It doesn't stick with everybody. It's part of teaching, but the few who you see it take with, I mean, the few cooks who really grasp what I was teaching them, and you see the light go on, you see the click, and that they're excited. Like, I get this. This is going to make my life easier. This is going to make me better.
Yeah.
This is a skill I can take with me for the rest of my life, even if I'm cooking until I'm 75 years old. So, like, all these things, it inspired me to inspire them.
Yeah.
To teach them and motivate them and educate them, made me educate myself. And I turned around and I gave myself the same evaluation right after I completed this task with them. I evaluated myself, and I'm consulting myself, and I'm using the same methods to improve my own business because I found them extremely effective And I feel like I really connected with this group and this restaurant, and they're starting to do really well, and I'm super proud of them. So CJ's backstage, great job out there.
Shouts out to you guys.
That's keep fantastic. Doing. Fantastic. So is this the only consulting job you've done, or have you done for other restaurants?
I've done for other restaurants in Illinois here and there for pizza places and things like that, but this is okay. The first full-term contract I've taken on, and it's really changed my life, and I am excited to do more of this work because
sure.
I feel like I can make a big impact, and it's something I felt that's been something I didn't get to fully achieve as a chef being on the line.
Absolutely, man. So, I you know, applaud you for one.
Thank you,
for being what I took from that, you're a teacher, and you're a great teacher, because you know why you're a great teacher is because you checked yourself. And a lot of people don't do that anymore. They just, it's an ego thing.
Man.
It's an ego thing for a lot of people, and nobody like wants to just be like, oh, you know what? Maybe that didn't taste so good. Maybe I could have done this better. Or I could have explained it.
I completely agree. But if that was the case, I would still be on the old version of my spices.
Right.
Yeah.
This is the result of me listening to everybody. Everybody's important.
Yeah.
Everybody loves their food. I mean, we all have to eat. And why negate anybody's opinion on what's going to make it better?
Take us back really quickly to the consulting. Did you go in knowing already what you wanted to teach that staff? Or did you kind of take it in a little bit and observe, like, how was that process?
It was a crash course.
Okay.
So I mean, it was like a big deal. It was a staff of 27 people.
Oh, that's a lot of people.
And so I'm walking in and they don't know who I am from jump. A few people have been there and know that I catered for the family over the years many times, and they carried my stuff, but who is this guy coming and tells us what to do?
Right.
So the first maybe 2 weeks to month was just getting them to trust me. Learning the systems there, learning what was wrong, just trying to examine all the data and seeing where I can benefit the team. So they needed this here. Just kind of documenting everything for the first maybe 2 weeks hard, going over the notes, checking my notes, rewriting my notes, reorganizing things.
Sure.
And then I could verbalize what the problems were by week three.
Okay.
And then say, okay, so I know so far we can address this, 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 and this. We had a punch list of 10 items. Let's work on these. I know this will get us in the right direction. Your overall goal is still being worked on these categories here. It was crazy, but super exciting and invigorating. And I didn't lose any sleep over it, which is great.
That's excellent.
Well, I mean, the whole thing with carrying in the kitchen when you're a chef on the line.
Yeah.
It's a very thankless job.
Sure.
You don't get a lot of gratitude. When you get thanked, that's maybe at the end of the year with a bonus on your check. Maybe, if you're in a great place.
Yeah.
But most chefs don't get to experience everybody thanking them, seeing people smile when they eat their food. Like,
absolutely.
It's hard to stay invested. And my hat is just off to all these chefs who are doing this over and over again without being able to make a change. I wasn't able to do it. And that's why this work is so important to me now, because now I can be effective. I can be an effective leader without it compromising what I'm trying to do on the line, and I'm not losing sleep over it, like the creme brulee that I wondered if I refrigerated, or if I wondered if I ganache that last cake, or did I mess up that mousse by putting it in the freezer, all these other questions you ask yourself when you're a cook. But this way you get to step back and actually observe everything. It's like looking at the full painting instead of being right in front of a painting.
That's a good analogy. I like that.
You know, he throwing nuggets, chicken nuggets over there. Wow, that's awesome, honestly.
Thank you.
Just a take back again, like that, you know, just to have that mindset. It's why you are successful the way you are. And we're going to get into some more music, guys. We're going to get a couple of more songs. We're going to go into part two.
That's right.
Of Roberto Cruz.
More food talk.
More food talk.
Hope you're hungry.
And a little bit of romance, maybe?
Absolutely.
But we'll be right back right after this.
I've cried, screaming, deceiving, and bleeding for you, and you still won't hear me. Go with none. Don't.